Getting Zen with Gen Z. Empowering, motivating, and inspiring you to live your happiest, healthiest life. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Getting Zen with Gen Z. I'm very excited today because I have two of my friends here, a fabulous husband and wife duo, I must say, Gloria and George Moore. Gloria owns Glowmore Cosmetics and Spa. And we've been friends now for how long? How many years would you guys say?
It's been about six years.
Yes. And it's so great to see you guys because it's been way too long. Mm-hmm. But Gloria is an esthetician, makeup artist, and is currently getting her doctorate in naturopathy. And we were able to work together with Nutrimetrics, which is basically working with supplementation and wellness and holistic care for health professionals and helping them implement that into their wellness practices. We are both very passionate about, you know, being more natural and holistic and taking care of the body. And this is kind of where we're going to segue today in talking about how important it is to take care of your skin and what you put into your body, how it can affect that as well. But I want to just welcome you guys. How are you?
Great.
Fabulous. So happy to be here with you today, Jen.
Good. Yeah.
So I was like, oh God, I hope I don't hug her too tight.
When you texted that, I was like, oh, I can't wait for hugs. We know hugs are my favorite thing.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, I'm so glad that you guys were able to come and I appreciate it so much. And, you know, we've always had such a, even though we don't get to see each other as often, I feel like we have such a close bond and connection and
that's,
you know, lasting. So I'm so glad to have you guys here.
Thanks for inviting us. You know, you're one of our most favorite people.
Oh, thanks, George. So I want to talk about, I want you to talk about your career and kind of how it's evolved a little bit in your business before we kind of get on to some other topics.
Okay, well, initially I was a professional model. I would travel, do more runway modeling and hair modeling, so for Luster Products, back in the late 80s, early 1990s. And during that time, I loved doing makeup. And so I would do my makeup and everyone would say, do my makeup like yours, do it like yours. And so I'm like, okay. So I started doing their makeup and I liked the idea of being backstage more than on stage because when I was on stage, I couldn't eat anything, had to be very, very careful of what
pressure.
I did. It's like, no, just eat a order of McDonald's fries and you'll be fine for the entire day. And I'm like, oh God, I don't know if I could do this much longer. But I started finding out that, as I was doing the makeup for the other models, I was getting paid more. And I was like, maybe this will be a great transition for me to become a makeup artist.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so I went and trained with Marcus Geeter. Hi, Marcus, if you hear this. He got me started. He is such a fabulous makeup artist in Chicago. He does work for Essence and Ebony Magazine. And I learned a lot of his techniques and I decided, okay, I want to start, you know, going into being my own boss and becoming a makeup artist. And so from there, it led me to meet Teresa Ziegler. And she used to have a salon in Waukegan area called Essence VIP. So I started working there, doing makeovers and minor waxing. And just talking to her clients, and I got to the point where I was like, wow, my clientele has gotten up to almost like 300 people. So I was like, wow, I may need to transition. And at the time, I was still working in corporate America. Until I got to the point where I was making more money working on the weekends at Essence VIP than I was working every couple of weeks in corporate. So I told George, I said, honey, I think I'm ready to make the transition. This was like from 1991 till 1994, right around 94. And I was like, I think I'm ready to make the transition. So we decided to, at that time, open Glowmore Cosmetics and Spa. And we officially opened it January of 1994.
Wow, and that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's been like what now, 23 years now?
At least.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Years,
I mean, congratulations for that. I know what it is to own a business, and you guys are an inspiration for having a brick and mortar open that many years.
Yeah. So, we just transitioned and then I said, I think I want to become an esthetician. So I ended up going to Pivot Point and got my license in aesthetics.
Pivot Point alum right here.
So that's like, that was a Cadillac or the Mercedes of schools.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was great. So, and, you know, we offer services and facials, waxing, full body waxing, skin needling. I don't know if you've heard of skin needling.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. It's great because it allows us to, I mean, I can use anesthetics if I want to, the numb to clients, but mm-hmm. a lot of the times I tell them if they can stand the little pricks, it's about 1,300 pricks that go in their face per second.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah.
I want to touch a little bit more on that, too, specifically, as we go on with the convo.
Yeah.
But people can find... So, you're located in Gurnee.
I am in Gurnee. I'm at 505 North Riverside Drive, Suite 203 in Gurnee. Yep. Okay. Uh-huh. Amazing. And let me give the phone number, 847-625-6464. So, you can call that number 24/7. A lot of my calls are transferred to my personal cell phone, so I try not to miss any calls. So I am pretty much on the spot when someone tries to call me. I usually am the person to answer the
business
phone.
Is important.
Yes.
And so you also have it's not just yourself. You have a full staff.
Yes. Actually, they are independent contractors. Mm-hmm. We have eight independent contractors. I did work with employees who did commission initially, but I decided that for me, it's better if all of my workers there would be independent contractors, so they pay us weekly booth rent.
Perfect.
That way, they can book their own clients, mm-hmm. they can accept their own payments.
It's a lot easier for the business owner.
It's so much easier.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's why I decided to go that route.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And you also offer hair services,
yes,
correct?
Yes. We became a full service salon, honey. Was it in 2015? I think it was. We had a regular suite in Gurnee, and we're on the second floor. So there's four suites on that floor. And we were able to expand to a second suite. So we are now a full service salon and spa where we do hair, nails, and facial. So we wanted to be able to offer something where people could come and get all of these recommended services under one roof.
One-stop shop.
It's a one-stop shop, and they absolutely love it. And I had a situation this weekend where we had a bride that came in, and I did her makeup. I airbrushed her makeup, and she was like, oh, my God, I got to get my nails done. And I'm like, I can do your nails.
You're like, I got this. No problem.
I said, I can do your nails. I said, I can do your hair too, but I think I just want to do your nails today.
Right.
So she says, okay, perfect. That'll save me an hour. So I was able to do her nails immediately after I did her makeup.
Excellent.
So, yeah. So we kind of multitask in there.
That's great. Sometimes that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to do that.
Mm-hmm. So I do want to point out and just say something before we kind of move on to, our skincare topic a little bit. But one thing that I, truly love about you guys is how your relationship works. And I have to say, I think just seeing what's going on kind of in the world right now, mm-hmm. I feel like kudos to George for being a very supportive and amazing husband.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jen. Strong and beautiful, wonderful, intelligent wife.
Yeah.
But you know, honestly, like, you guys do have such an amazing relationship, and mm-hmm. I feel like I've never seen anything but love and support, from you. And I think that's a really important message to kind of get across. And it's great, seeing guys supporting their strong women, in their mm-hmm. lives. So
absolutely.
Thank you for being an amazing role model, George.
Well, yeah. Thank you for noticing that, I guess, we have struggles up and down like everybody, but we manage those things. That's just a part of life and living,
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gloria and I often tell each other, we look at each other in the rough times and say, hey, okay, no matter what, we're in this thing until the wheels fall off.
Yeah.
So whatever happens, we're going to deal with it. And that's what we do, and we just keep pushing forward.
That's amazing.
And I want to say that I think what makes this relationship works is our relationship with God.
Yes.
Because it's like whenever we come to an impasse, it's like, well, what would Jesus do in this situation? What should we do? And one of the things that we do is we come together in prayer, mm-hmm. and we do our Bible studies together every morning, which I love doing that with him. And we just kind of, realize that we're governed by the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I mean, motivates us and keeps us going every single day. And that's what keeps our relationship and our family together.
Well, I think that's amazing that you guys have that motivation and something that holds you guys together and that you can enjoy to do together, ultimately. Yes. And how many years is it that you guys have been married?
In December,
over 30.
Yeah, December 2nd, coming up here, it'll be 31 years.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I had to point that out. I mean, that's something that is incredible. And, you know, of course, no relationship is perfect, nor should it be. But, you know, the ups and downs make you stronger. And having that admiration and love for each other and support, I think, through it all is the most important. And I definitely think you guys are an example of that. So,
I just have to
point that out.
Thank you so much. Glow More without George Moore.
That's amazing.
I appreciate that, honey.
And that was so cool because we were trying to think of a name for the business, like in the 1990s. And I'm like, the name of my business was Essence of Beauty after Essence VIP.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I want it to be a little bit more unique. And so I combined my first name, Gloria, with my last name, Moore, and I came up with Glow More.
Sounds so smooth. I love it, you know?
Yeah. And I was just telling George the other night, I was like, man, thank God for your dad, because with your dad, his last name is Moore. Now my last name is Moore. So it was just the coolest thing. So I'm so happy, and it's catchy. People, they don't call us Glow More Cosmetics and Spa; they just say Glow More.
Glow More, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easy, short, simple. People know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You know, it's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I do kind of want to bring it in a little bit and talk about, you know, this is something I kind of stress to my clients a lot, my facial clients in particular. But I have a lot of people that always come in and talk about, you know, what can I do for my skin? I want something that's anti-aging. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, my skin doesn't have a glow. It's super dry. What kind of, you know, lotions or things are out there or products or treatments that I can, you know, spend however much money on it? You know, they're willing to spend whatever they need to just look rejuvenated and so much younger and have it in a bottle. And, you know, I have the conversation that I think the simplicity of getting facials regularly is something that is very important for your skin, along with, obviously, which we'll touch on, health, nutrition, all of that, what you're putting into your body. But sometimes things are a little simpler than we make them. And I honestly think some of the most important things that you can do for your skin are drinking a lot of water, getting a lot of sleep, having as low stress as possible. in your life.
Yes.
And obviously having, you know, good nutrition.
Sure.
You know, definitely. But getting facials, you know, monthly or every other month, you know, as often as you can, I think is truly important to be able to exfoliate, get off all the dead, dry skin, hydrate, just rejuvenate your skin and stay on top of, kind of as a maintenance, a preventative, you know, for helping against and combating that anti-aging. And obviously there's things that are a little bit more extreme that we can do. But, you know, I think taking some of that time and even getting facials, having that relaxation time and self-care time just for you is kind of a nice appointment with yourself.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if you have a lot of that. I'm sure you have a lot of conversations with your clients about this.
Yes.
So what do they have to say?
Well,
what do you tell them, Gloria?
Well, I tell them like this. I tell them that the face to me and the body reminds me of a grape, a piece of fruit.
Oh, yes.
Like a grape.
Yes. I like where this is going.
Yeah. So it's nice and plump and hydrated and everything. And throughout the day and throughout life, you know, there's so many toxins and pollutants in the air. And like you were saying, stress. So, and good nutrition is very, very important. Our goal is, like, if the skin begins to transition from a grape into a raisin.
Yes.
What do we want to do? We want to rehydrate that skin so that it can be somewhat plumped back up again. It will never be a complete grape again, but we can kind of get it in between, you know.
Right.
So one of the main things is drinking water, of course. As being in holistic medicine school, one of the things that they tell us is that the best water to drink is distilled water because it has the most oxygen in it. So George and I, we brought in a distilled what is it through Ice Mountain?
Ice Mountain.
Ice Mountain, we have 5 gallon distilled water here at our home mm-hmm. and at our business, because you have to use it for the machines and everything as well, so that there's no rust. Mm-hmm. But the distilled water is the best water, one of the best waters outside of reverse osmosis, which you can't really find that in nature. You have to go and purchase that.
Yeah.
But people who want to be, you know, just spend like less than a dollar a gallon for a bottle of distilled water, that is the most hydrating water for the body, and it really helps to plump up the cells and keep them nice and healthy. And in school, they tell us to drink half our weight in ounces of water every
yes.
day.
Yeah.
So if a person, say, weighs like George, 200 pounds, right? Or you less than
205.
She's calling you out, George.
Yeah.
So you need to drink a little over 100 ounces of water every day. And we try to tell people, because I remember a lady asking me, can I just drink my 100 ounces like first thing in the morning? And I'm like, no,
it's frequency too.
She's like, I just want to get it out of the way, because I just hate having to go to the bathroom all the time, which a lot of people don't like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell them, you know, try to drink at least 8 to 10 ounces every hour throughout the day and keep you hydrated. And it just really helps to plump your skin up.
Absolutely.
And, you know, definitely George and I, recently became pescatarians, right, honey? I was a vegan, then I transitioned into a vegetarian, and now we're a pescatarian.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, it's so funny, because when our family comes around, they're like, you don't eat chicken, you don't eat beef, you don't eat pork. I said, no, we don't eat any of that. We eat fish mm-hmm. For the most part. That's the meat that we eat, but we try to eat healthier because it's just better for your cells. Every 4 months, you get a whole new, brand new set of cells,
mm-hmm.
and you have to nourish them, give them proper nourishment. And when you give the cells proper nourishment, they're going to be dividing and separating throughout the day, and they're also going through a process called apoptosis. We talk
yes.
about that, cell death. So as they're going through that process, you want to give them healthy nutrition, good water, fresh organic fruits and vegetables, and like grass-fed meats if you're going to eat, you know,
absolutely.
Beef or anything like that,
absolutely.
Or free-range chicken if you're going to mm-hmm. do that. So we try to really go that route and eat healthier. We're very conscientious of that. We went through our house one day and just took everything, like white flour, white sugar, white salt, everything out of the
house.
Oh, I'm
like, don't get me started on sugar.
Sugar is a tough one.
Sugar is the weakness.
So, yeah, we all have a difficult time with sugar, but it's like you just have to give the body what it needs. It needs nourishment. And if
exactly.
you have nourishment in the body, it will thrive and it will keep you looking youthful. And the other thing is making sure that you get enough sleep, you know, because sleep is amazing. I mean, some weekends I just try to just hang out and just rest all day, and then I'll say, okay, I'll take a nap for a minute, and then I'll wake up, and then I'll just kind of just stay in one spot to just let my body completely just have complete downtime, because
mm-hmm.
we work so hard during the week.
Absolutely.
We really need to put that energy back into ourselves by resting, just allowing our bodies to rest.
Right.
And when I do that, I find that I can easily lose like 3 to 5 pounds just by resting over the weekend.
Oh yeah, people yeah. don't realize how important sleep is. And
oh my god,
I actually next week, well, this will be, you know, pre-recorded obviously, but coming up this week
yeah.
on episode 5
okay.
Will be my friend who's an acupuncturist, and she specializes in sleep therapy. And
oh.
you know, we had this discussion about just how important it is to
mm-hmm.
get your sleep. There is a reason for rest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We should be having at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep
yes.
per night.
Yes.
And you know, people are like, well, Jen, you're so busy, how do you get that? I schedule in my sleep. I mean,
oh,
you know,
good.
Because once I'm up, I'm up.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, you know, focused,
mm-hmm.
but you need that good night's rest for your ability to be able to do the work you need to do, to manage and handle the stress that we have,
yes.
you know, every day, to have healthier skin, have
mm-hmm.
healthier, you know, body functions, everything.
Yes.
So to your point, yes, I mean, sleep is very, very important.
Yes. And elimination is very important as well, because we need to pretty much stimulate our lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm.
And one way of doing that is to contract our muscles, like through your exercise program, and
yes,
and
thank
you know. So it's like, you know, it's so important to do that. And I have people that see me regularly, they have, like, this one particular client, she has a husband who's, you know, he's not mobile, he has to pretty much walk with canes and things like that. So she's like, he can't really do exercising. And I'm like, okay, well, here's another option. I said, have you heard of dry brushing? And she says,
yes.
What? Dry brushing? What is that? And I told her, it's where you get the long wooden brush and it has the bristles on the end. And you take the brush and you begin at the bottom of your feet, and you brush upwards towards the direction of your heart.
Yep.
And doing that over your entire body takes 5 minutes to do my body each time. So I do it twice. Mm-hmm. Is equivalent to you walking 5 miles a day.
Wow. I'm so glad you brought this up. I never realized that that was that equivalent. I mean, that's huge. I know it was something that's definitely like stimulates the circulation in the body.
Yes.
And that is something great to do. And I actually, every time I have somebody come in for a stress therapy massage, mm-hmm. I always start with dry brushing of the back because it's basically focused on the back, neck, shoulders, and scalp mm-hmm. When I do the stress therapy treatment. And, but dry brushing is amazing. And I mean, I even remember back in school, like years ago, mm-hmm. they would talk about it and doing it before you would go in the shower.
Yes,
you know,
yep, the shower.
Yep, yep. You can use the dry brush, start mm-hmm. from the bottoms, you know, the feet, work your way up towards the heart, of course.
Yeah.
But equivalent to 5 miles of walking.
5 miles of walking. Just 10 minutes of doing it a day is equivalent to 5 miles of walking.
Wow, that's incredible.
Because it's just stimulating the muscles. It's contracting, causing the muscles to contract and stimulate. Because yes. we have more lymphatic fluid in our bodies than we do blood. And mm-hmm. that's where when we're cleansing the blood, it goes into the lymphatic system. Otherwise, it can pool up on the ankles and cause a lot of edema and
right,
a lot of swelling
absolutely.
Throughout the body. But just by dry brushing. And some days we don't always have time to go work out. So I usually try to always dry brush every day before I do a shower or even before I go work out. Sometimes I'll do it,
right,
you know, just to
right.
get things stimulated. But it really, really helps to keep a lot of extra fluid off the body so you don't have to take water pills and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah,
to get the
that's
water
amazing. And you can literally, I mean, you can yeah. get a dry brush at Target.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
anywhere.
You can get them for like $6 to up to like $15, $20, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them really expensive, but you don't really need them. You want the
no.
bristles to be like not too firm, but not too soft, like in between, so it can really stimulate the skin. So that's another way to really keep that lymphatic system moving, because you have to eliminate, and we call it in school, we call it the bulls. So BULLS mm-hmm. and B stands for bowel. So that's
yes.
one way to eliminate toxins from the body. U stands for the urinary tract. So
uh-huh.
when you're, you know, using a restroom, you want to use that on a regular basis. I have my clients, sometimes when I'm doing them, they're doing their facials, they're like, okay, Gloria, how much longer is this facial?
I
really have to
yes.
go to the restroom.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, you don't want to hold your you know, your urine, because it can raise your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure if you have to use it, you know, go right
yeah.
away, you know. So that's a way of eliminating toxins from the body. One of the L's stands for lungs
mm-hmm.
and lungs. So us breathing properly,
deep breathing.
Yep. So you want to see the stomach rise and fall. That's when
mm-hmm.
you're really getting good oxygen into the body, because 80% of our energy comes from oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think that it comes from food. Only 20% of it comes from food.
Yes.
But the other 80% of our energy comes from oxygen. So it's good to get some fresh air. And I tell George sometimes, I'm like, honey, the best oxygen that's out there in the air is when it's raining. So whenever it's raining, I'm like, let's get the umbrellas and go for a walk.
Outside. George is like, why?
I'm like, honey, I love walking in the rain with the one I love, but come on, today?
I'm like, that's when you get the most oxygen.
Gloria's like, come on, we need to breathe the air.
Yeah, right. He's like, no, I don't think so. So sometimes I'll tell him, you know, we usually walk about a mile like every other day or whatever, but I tell him, let's go 2 miles. And he's like, okay. He's reluctant about that. I'm like, let's go 3.
She pushes me.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I'm like, we got to get that lymphatic system going. So that's the second L, is lymphatic. And then the S is skin. So a lot of the toxins coming from our body, it comes through the skin because
yep.
it's the largest organ.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for us to have healthy skin, we have to do elimination properly. So we want to keep all five of those areas, six of those areas, I think, BULLS, yeah, five. So we want to keep all of those areas clear, and that contributes to healthy skin as well. So I try to let my clients know that is very, very important, and sometimes I'm listening to my lectures when my clients come in, they're asking me, put on a lecture. I want to hear what's new in holistic medicine and all of this stuff. So they're asking me to let them hear that so that they can learn something new and apply it to their lives as well.
Well,
so.
Yeah, and I think it's so important. I mean, that's one of the main things in our missions and objectives, is to be able to mm-hmm. share information.
Yes.
And educate our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we continue learning every day. And that's one of the purposes of this podcast, too, is that, you know, mm-hmm. I want to be able to share the wealth of information that I have within the network of people that I know. And,
absolutely.
You know, there's so much stuff, to share. And I have so many trusted sources, of course, but it's, you know, I want that information to get out there, and you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
But to be able to do a lot of these things that are very simplistic,
yes.
I guess is my point. It can't be purchased, you know, in a $300, you know, bottle treatment
yeah.
for your skin. These are things that you need to kind of get into the habit and routine of doing on your own. And a lot of these things are very cost effective. It's
yes.
just you doing them.
Yes. Just going back to the basics,
right.
water, fresh air, good nutrition, good elimination. You know, it helps to keep our bodies healthy, and it keeps our skin healthy. So again, we're not quite at the grape, but we're not at the prune either. We're kind of like in between. And so, you know, when we're doing mostly facials, we usually do clients every 3 to 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
their facials.
Yeah.
And it helps to like rehydrate their skin, and it helps. I really push exfoliation because
yes.
you're getting all these new skin cells on a regular basis. So you want to really exfoliate the skin and, you know, remove all of the dead skin cells. And, you know, and it's good to, you don't necessarily have to spend top dollar on facials and things like that. Usually, I have people, one lady, she says she just uses aloe vera on her skin, aloe
mm-hmm.
vera juice, pure aloe vera juice,
mm-hmm.
and that she uses that as her cleanser,
yeah.
and it keeps her skin really healthy. She's in her early 60s, but her skin looks amazing.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I'm sure.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why, too, you know, I'm in the middle of rebranding right now, but creating
mm-hmm.
my own skincare line, and
oh.
it's very basic of
cool.
just a cleanser, moisturizer, body
mm-hmm.
butter,
yeah.
But simplistic ingredients and oils. A lot of them are oil-based, but very good oils, obviously, for the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just those pure organic ingredients that it's nothing fancy. You
yeah.
know, there's maybe like 5-6 ingredients at the most,
okay.
you know, in one of the products, but, you know, I think just having people come in, and they don't realize too, when on the point of exfoliation,
yes.
when they keep putting stuff on their skin and layering and layering and layering, and they're not getting that facial or
mm-hmm.
that exfoliation,
mm-hmm.
it just builds up.
Yes.
And it's not, at a point, it's not penetrating into the skin to be able to hydrate.
Right.
So I think just coming in for that I do suggest, you know, every 4 weeks
yes.
as well. But sometimes, you know, people don't make it in, and it's like, listen, as long as you're coming in as often as you can,
mm-hmm.
you know, the more you come in, the better.
Right.
Of course, the most efficient is if you're coming in, you know, monthly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's important to take that time for you.
Yes, because it's more than just the facial. It is a time for relaxation. We always play the spa music. It's so calming and relaxing. And most of our clients are asleep before the first 10 minutes are up, you know.
Oh, yeah. I have clients come in, they're like, Jen, I'm going to fall asleep today. And it's funny, too, because I tell
yeah.
they're always like, I'm going to use the bathroom before.
Yeah.
I'm going to use the bathroom right after.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, just
yeah.
to be prepared. But they know they're going to come into such a relaxing atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, we're doing the work while they get to relax. But,
yes.
You know, it is very calming. And
yes.
for a lot of people who don't know, and I can kind of speak to just what to expect in a, you know, a basic facial,
mm-hmm.
is you're going to get a deep cleansing, you're going to get exfoliation,
yes.
extractions, massage,
mm-hmm.
you know, mask finishing
mm-hmm.
treatment.
Yes.
And it's usually about over an hour,
mm-hmm.
you know, period of time, but you get to just have you time
yes.
and stress relief. And it's funny too, because a lot of guys I found are like, oh, I don't know. I don't know about, you know, getting a facial, but it ends up being one of their favorite things
mm-hmm.
once
mm-hmm.
they try it.
Yes.
They're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, skin health is important for, you know, male and female.
It
There's
absolutely
no, you know,
is.
It's,
it is.
It's truly important, but
mm-hmm.
you do get that rest time
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, the needling.
Oh, okay.
The skin needling. Because
mm-hmm.
that's not, you know, I offer just kind of simplistic, basic facials.
Okay.
But I want to touch on that a little bit just to kind of educate people, because I have had clients ask me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to also touch on some microblading, which you offer as well.
Okay.
But so let's talk about what exactly is, for people out there to educate them on, what is skin needling?
Okay. I just want to just say before I go into skin needling,
mm-hmm.
my daughter, Milena.
Yeah.
I think you've met Milena. Yes. She is a licensed esthetician as well. So she works, and she does mainly most of the basic facials that we offer there, which are like just basic. There's a basic facial. Then there's like a glycolic peel.
Uh-huh.
And then there's microdermabrasion mm-hmm. and vitamin C facials and anti-aging facials. Those are the facials that we offer at the spa. And she does the majority of those.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell her she has magic hands. So I say, well, if you come to me for a facial, I don't necessarily do those as much because I've transitioned into working with needles and anesthetics now.
Right.
So,
right.
So when you come in for the skin needling, I offer my clients a couple of options. I'll say, look, I'm going to be putting needles in your face, and they're just going to go probably half a millimeter deep into the skin. But it's going to tingle. It's going to take me about 10 or 15 minutes to do this whole process. But you will see the best results if you don't receive any anesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people have more sensitive skin than others, but I tell them, you know, just grin and bear it for like 10, 15 minutes without the anesthetics.
Like, just take it.
Because I want to see some blood come to the surface.
Right.
Just a little blood. You know, when everything is numb, you don't necessarily see as much blood coming to the surface. But basically,
people are probably going to be listening like, what? What is this treatment?
It is like an invasion in your skin.
Right.
You know, it has to happen in order for your skin cells to turn over quicker and collagen and everything just starts flooding in that area when there's an invasion to the skin. So basically, I just kind of lie them down, get them prep, and put like a particular gel over their face to uh-huh. kind of get them ready. And we do a basket weave motion. So like we start out usually on the forehead.
Okay.
And we'll go horizontally across the head, top of the forehead, and then we'll go vertically up and down the forehead with this machine. I have a machine and it has 12 needles in it.
Okay.
And the needles are moving so fast that it can punch like 1,300 holes in the face per second.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And on the face, we don't go quite as deep because mm-hmm. you can also get it like on the stomach area for those women out there who have stretch marks from having children.
Oh, look at that.
We can go a little bit deeper, but uh-huh. it really will, like after several treatments, you will see a dramatic difference overall in your
wow.
overall skin. So basically, we'll do the three motions, the horizontally, vertically, and then we do diagonally.
Okay.
And we just do that on all the major parts of the face, the forehead, both cheeks, and the chin area. And then we always finish with the nose area.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, there is little specks of blood that's on the face. And they're like, give me a mirror. I want to see the blood.
Of course.
And I'm like, are you okay? Because I'm adjusting the little turn things there as often as I can, because I'm like making sure they're not too, I'm not going too deep on them, but I don't want to go too shallow either. So I want to make sure, you know, I'm at a comfortable level for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually go deeper on the area where there's more fatty tissue, which
right.
is like the cheeks
yep.
and a little bit on the chin, but around the eyes, I kind of adjust it to a little bit lighter on pressure. And like I said, it takes about 10, 15 minutes to do. Afterwards, we put a product on their skin, which is like a really, really nice serum. And it has, guess what? It has resveratrol in it.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
Antioxidant.
Yes.
You know? So, and we just let them use that like for the next 30 days. And as their skin is healing, they'll notice like a little peeling and a little flaking. Of course, you can't go directly into sunlight afterwards.
Right. So kind of similar to like a chemical peel.
Yes, very similar to a chemical peel.
The aftercare.
I have pictures on my website where you can see a client because she had, I think, three treatments, and you can see how she looked initially and then after three treatments, because you have to wait 28 days to have your next treatment. You can't.
Okay, yeah.
And I have people asking me, can I get a treatment in 2 weeks? And I'm like no. No. If you do, I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm not doing it. So I have to wait 28 days before I do your next treatment. And they usually tell you need at least 3 to 5 treatments. But most people, she'll be 70 her birthday. And most people tell her she looks like she's in her late 40s, early 50s.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because she gets them. And she decided to stop doing them for a little while because she's like, now I want to get permanent makeup because I want to get permanent eyebrows, permanent eyeliner, permanent lipstick. And so I'm just going to take a break from the skin needling for a minute, and then I'll go back to it afterwards. And so she noticed, even after not having the treatments for several months, that her skin started changing. Because after you have the treatment, I want to get this in, it usually can last you for about 9 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the skin cells are constantly turning over for about 9 months.
Okay, so I was going to say, is it something that you do have to continue doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's really up to you, because she did it faithfully for several months, and then she stopped and went to just doing it maybe every other month, and then she went down to like every quarter, and then now she's like at every 6 months because we're still finishing up her permanent makeup. Yeah.
So is it, you can do kind of like a maintenance regimen maybe with it once you've done the initial like 3 to 5 treatments.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. And you know, and it's a little pricey.
I was gonna say, yeah. What is the cost?
Okay, the cost for
on average.
Yeah, it's about $450 to $500, but that includes your aftercare products,
okay,
which you'll get like a microderm exfoliant, and you'll get the serum to take home with you to use on for the next month.
Excellent.
And you get so many compliments, and people you didn't go under the knife. So it's like no cutting or anything
like that.
Well, it's
not that invasive. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly.
It is invasive.
A little bit, but not like getting plastic surgery injecting any chemicals into the skin.
Yes, yes. None of that Botox or anything
or
like that.
It's
really working with your own collagen and your own elastin.
You're stimulating.
We're stimulating it, and we're waking it back up again. And when it's awoken, you know, I tell people, because vitamin C is the main ingredient in collagen, and we want a lot of collagen in our skin.
Right.
So I tell them, in fact, I told the lady, because you know how powerful astaxanthin is.
Yes.
So I told her, I said, if you really want to see your fine lines around your lips kind of disappear, start taking the astaxanthin. Mm-hmm. And she started taking that, and she noticed that it was a huge difference as well. So it's like a combination of things that she's doing to kind of minimize the fine lines and wrinkles. But she says, I want to look age appropriate. I don't want to look too young, you know.
Right. Well, having a realistic expectation, you know. But I mean, I think that is important. You know, when people are going to invest in their skincare and routines and regimens, and you know, stimulating their own collagen and their skin's looking fabulous, they do need to kind of live a little bit of a healthier lifestyle to keep that upkeep, you know.
Absolutely.
Essentially, you know, you don't want to get a treatment done and then, you know, we've had people, you know, chemical peels or getting the skin needling, and then they're going to go sit out and roast in the sun
or
you know, put in
wine,
right, toxins into their body.
Them, you know, I'm like, drink wine, but drink like 3 bottles of water after.
Right. Moderation. Everything's in moderation.
Exactly.
So the main benefit of the skin needling is going to be to stimulate the collagen.
Yes, stimulate collagen and elastin in the skin, your own natural
collagen
and elastin of the skin.
Okay.
And just rejuvenate it. And by doing that over time, because it's still working, that process takes 9 months to complete.
Mm-hmm.
So it's constantly doing it. Even, you know, if you're not doing it for 3 or 6 months, it's still doing it for up to 9 months.
Right.
But you're going to see better results as you continue to do it every 28 days. So we recommend at least 3 to 5 treatments. And the cost, like I said, is about $450. But that also includes all of your aftercare products as well.
But that's those 3 to 5 treatments, right? Or is it each?
Each.
Okay. I was like, wait.
No, it's for each
okay,
treatment.
It's for each treatment.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
it's so for it's each a
treatment.
Very good investment for yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of people come and get it done like before a class reunion or before a big event or something like that. So it just really makes them look more youthful and more healthy.
So they have options.
Yes.
They, you know, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to touch on, too, before, you know, we start coming to a close.
Okay.
I want you to tell people what microneedling, right?
Microblading.
I have needles in my head.
Microblading.
So, you know, a lot of my clients ask me about it, and you know, I've actually referred a few to you. I don't know if they've made it out or not, but I kind of say that it's the new version of permanent makeup or like tattoo for the brows.
Yes.
In a sense, but it looks a little bit more natural.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's where we take, because we offer a couple of different options on microblading. You can do it with a handheld tool, which has about anywhere from 12 to like 17 needles.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so tiny and so fine, it looks almost like it's just one needle, you know, like going in like a straight line, you know. But what it does is we take the handheld tool and we dip it into pigments, because pigments are better for the skin when they heal more natural looking.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our pigments are MRI safe, because typically when a person has to go have an MRI, and if they have a tattoo, tattoo artists use dyes instead of pigments.
Mm-hmm.
And dyes can spark under MRI like radiation, you know.
Okay.
So whereas we tell our clients that our pigments are MRI safe and they're not going to spark when you go inside that machine. So you don't have to worry about covering it or anything like
that's very good to know.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want your eyes and eyeliner and lips sparking while you're in the MRI machine. Of course not.
You're like, stop. Oh my God. Something's going wrong here.
It's like, are you human or what are you? Are you a robot or something? But anyway, but yeah, so you want to use the pigment. We use, we just dip it gently into, we dip the handheld tool, the needles into the pigment, and in the direction, we usually try to follow the natural direction of the eyebrow hairs, and you have nice full eyebrows. So
thank you. I mean, I do feel them in. I mean, we know how important good brows are.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they shape the face. They structure. Yes, it's like, absolutely.
So you got to have good brows. And most people are like to their wits end with applying products every single day to their brows. Hence, microblading. Microblading helps us to draw in hair-like strokes in the brows that will, that are like, you know, semi-permanent. So they can last anywhere from 6 months up to 2 years.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
okay.
Depending upon the skin type. So if the skin is like super oily, then it'll last about 6 months.
A little less,
if it's normal to dry, it'll last about a couple of years. And then we transition over to permanent cosmetics where if you have permanent eyebrows done, then that will last you anywhere from 5 to 15 years.
Wow.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes. It's just amazing when I see some of my clients. She was like, Miss Lou Taylor in particular, she's like, Gloria, you did my brows. I did them permanently 7 years ago. And she still does not have to put any brow products on them. All she comes in is once a month to get waxing. And
To keep the maintenance.
But for the most part, waxing once a month. And you just look great every day. You wake up with makeup.
That's amazing. I love that. Wake up with makeup.
That's it.
That's, you know, and I'm super impressed. You know, I'm always, I tell people my thoughts on permanent makeup. You know, you have to see somebody's like resume and their portfolio and their work. And you really need to, I mean, because if it's done wrong, it's not a good situation.
Exactly.
But I'm very impressed seeing a lot of the microblading. I keep wanting to say needling. I'm on the skin needling now. But the microblading, it looks so natural.
Yes.
I mean, it really looks like there's natural hairs within the brows.
Yes, yes.
So,
and the two most popular styles now with the microblading is the ombre brow, which is where it's just a little bit lighter towards the front of the brow. And
oh, yeah, like the ombre hair.
Yeah,
like that same idea.
Yeah. And then the powdered eyebrows. Mm-hmm. So they look like there's powder on the brows, but it's actually makeup on there. Yeah. So it's semi-permanent, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and that way you don't have to worry about doing them every single, because it could take you up to 15 minutes, if not longer, to really do brows right.
We don't have that time.
Who has 15, 20, 30 minutes to do brows? You know? So just get them done permanently. The costs usually range from $500 up to like $700 to have it done. And, you know, it'll last you. So, you know, it's a time saver in the morning.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, and you're just looking fabulous all day long.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I want you to share again your information on where people can find you.
Okay.
Via social media, your site, all of that good stuff.
Okay. We're on Instagram. Always, you can look under Glomore Cosmetics, GLOMOREcosmetics. And you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, of course. Our website is www.glomore.com. You can call us at 847-625-6464. The great thing about our website is it lists all of our services. It lists before and after pictures of a lot of our clients, and it lists pricing information, and it kind of gives you a description of each what all of our services entail.
That's incredible. So
a lot of times people call me and say, do I need to come in for a consultation, you know, before I come, you know, before I have this procedure done? I say, well, go to our website. All of the information is on there. Pretty much all of the frequently asked questions are on there. So go there, see if you still need to come in for a consultation, because most people don't necessarily need it unless they just have like no brows.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, yeah, come in. Let me take a look at you. So we do a lot of clients that do have alopecia, you know, so to just kind of draw them in and give them that natural look. And I'm telling you, their confidence just skyrockets after that.
Oh, that's a whole lot. I mean, you know,
it's wonderful.
I had one of my friends who's a makeup artist that I worked with at MAC for a long time. She was on, and we just talked about, you know, I mean, that's a topic in and of itself, but the things we can do, and it's more than just makeup or these services. It's being able to boost somebody's confidence and make them feel better about themselves that I think is the most fulfilling thing.
Absolutely.
That we can share. And it's truly meaningful to somebody, you know?
Yeah. Because, I mean, man is spirit, soul, and body. And if you can meet all those three areas and keep them balanced at all time, mm-hmm. you will definitely have a happier person, you know, overall.
Absolutely.
You know? So, but yeah, those are mainly most of the ways to reach us is through social media, through our website, and just giving us a call. And definitely stop by because we're right there in Gurnee. I know you guys go to Six Flags all the time. So we're right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
From Six Flags and the Gurnee Mills Mall. It's a really popular mall there. So we're right on Milwaukee Avenue, which is, it's called Riverside Drive, but people look for Milwaukee Avenue. They're the same street. So, yeah, just try to find Milwaukee Avenue and you're run right into us. We're at a professional building there at the Windsor Court Professional Building. So, yeah, we're on the second floor.
Good. Well, I want to just thank you guys again so much for coming on. It was so good to see you, as always. I love you guys.
We love you too, Jennifer.
You know, this is just great information to be able to share and get out there. And, you know, hopefully we get to see each other soon. And for all of you listening, any topics or questions, as usual, that you guys have, shoot an email over to gettingzenwithgenz@gmail.com. You guys can participate and ask any questions you want answered on the podcast. We will see you all next week. Thank you. Bye.